Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Would you like to talk about population control, the fact that they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning our vaccines, they're poisoning our children, they're increasing the incidence and rate of cancer, they're suppressing effective cancer treatment? Would you like to talk about what's happening financially? And although things appear to be straightening out over in Europe, and they keep telling us, oh my goodness, look at the jobs report. Do you realize that last month that we increased employment by 220,000 jobs? But they don't tell you where those jobs came from. Of course, you have to have an increase of 150,000 jobs just to stay even. I need 150,000 new jobs every month just to take on the number of people coming in the employment field. And so many of the jobs that they create are simply created on paper. And what this really means is they have something called the birth-death ratio, and they calculate how many people are being born and died, and they're not really counting jobs or counting what it should be and how it would work in a normal economy, and it's all fraudulent. And they sound very authoritative, but Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, has written extensively about the phony way they come up with the job statistics, and if you look at certainly John Williams' website, shadowstats.com, you'll find out that this 220,000 new jobs is all imaginary. And they're simply lying to us, as they always do. But they're trying to give you the idea that things are better than they used to be. Now, they're not getting dramatically worse. That's the one thing I will say. They've poured several $1 trillion in the economy in the last 2 years. And, of course, you know, Sydney, if you were living on borrowed money, you could live pretty well. Sydney, if you were maybe making $1,000 a month and you have borrowed another $500 a month and you or $1,000 a month, you could live fairly well on $2,000 a month. But the time is that one day you're going to have to pay that money back. And today, the federal government has to borrow 43 cents of every dollar it spends. That's almost 50 cents on every dollar it spends. And one of these days, they're going to have to start paying that money back. And when they do, the whole house of cards comes down. Or they simply destroy the value of the money, they impoverish the population, and we start in all over again. That's the easiest thing to do. And, of course, but in the process, you destroy the basic foundation of our nation. You create a crisis, and they hope, of course, I believe, that the people will be willing to go along with the one world government when that happens. So if you're out there in the listening audience, we want to hear from you. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. What would you like to talk about? Did you hear our interviews with Kurt Haskell this last week? On the underwear bombers. I think that's one of the most fascinating stories, and perhaps we can talk a little on that. But we want to know what you want to talk about, and we'll talk about that right here at Radio Liberty.
While a storm cloud gathers, far across the
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Lee Harvey Oswald's older brother, who said that Lee Harvey Oswald was a neglected child, and that's why he was the lone assassin and there was no conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, if there was a conspiracy, do you think that they would dare to let the American people know that they assassinate presidents? They assassinate the president's brother, Bobby Kennedy. They assassinated Martin Luther King. Of course they can't let that out. And so they put these programs on all the time to convince us that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin. There's a wonderful book out there. It's called Double Cross. It's written by Chuck Giancano, the brother of Sam Giancano, the head of the mafia. And he goes into great detail on how the part that the mafia played in the assassination of Jack Kennedy and to why suddenly Jack Ruby walked into the Parkland police station and shot Lee Harvey Oswald. Did you ever wonder why that happened, Greg? I mean, why would you walk into the police station surrounded by police officers, pull out a gun and shoot Lee Harvey Oswald when you knew you were going to get caught? I mean, there had to be a reason that Lee Harvey Oswald was caught, so there wouldn't be a trial. So, I mean, what they do is they put these programs on. The History Channel is part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness shaping a reality.
Well, how do you think they, how were they, do you think they were able to coax Robert Oswald to get on television and say those things?
Well, I don't know whether he was paid off. I don't know why he would get on there and make those statements, but I don't believe they're true at all. I mean, I will tell you. Let me tell you what Chuck Giancano said in his book, Double Cross. And you can get the book. It's still available through Amazon. I mean, It's Jack Ruby. He's a member of the mafia. He's a second-tier gangster. Has a strip club there in Dallas. But Jack Ruby walks into the Parkland Hospital, pardon me, the Parkland Police Station, and guns down Lee Harvey Oswald. Why would anybody do something like that? Well, let me tell you what Chuck Giancano said. They had taken Jack Ruby aside, and they said to him, you will either go in and kill Lee Harvey Oswald, or you will be tortured to death, and everybody in your family will be tortured to death. And that's an offer you can't refuse, because, of course, Jack Ruby knew that would happen, and because he went in, he shot him. Sometime later, he actually went before the Warren Commission and said, get me out of the prison here in Dallas, because if I stay here, I'll be killed. And he said, get me out of here, and I'll tell you just what happened. And, you know, he had suddenly developed fulminant cancer, and a week or two later, he was dead. Yeah. That's the way this thing really sets up. We have actually 2 4-tape sets on the Kennedy assassination. We have an excellent DVD by our friend Bob Fletcher. And if you watch those, I think you'll get a lot more information than you will on anything on the History Channel, because everything on the History Channel or the establishment TV or media is suspect.
Yeah. I've never really believed that he was the lone gunman. First, because of the Zapruder film, where he took Kennedy took that hit in the temple.
Right.
And it looked like, and I know from my experience with a rifle in the Marine Corps that didn't come from behind. It came from, and his brain matter blew off to his left.
Left ear, right.
Where Jackie was sitting, and then he
slumped
over.
That's why she clambered up on the back of the car to pick up the back part of his head that was sitting there.
Yeah.
But you see, Greg, they use the mass media to create our reality or to confuse you. And when you understand that they control tightly our access to information. And this wonderful story about Kirk Haskell has told several times here about the true story about the Unabomber, I should say the underwear bomber. Totally blacked out by the controlled media, but fortunately we do have the internet now, so you can get the truth. But we have certainly 2 4-tape sets on the Kennedy assassination. One of them is with Fletcher Prouty, who is a colonel. He was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA, and he will tell you straight out that basically they killed Kennedy. They killed Kennedy, and he gives you all the reasons why they killed Kennedy. And here was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at that time. And then, of course, we have, of course, an interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress, who tells about the meeting that was held the evening before where they planned the assassination. Who was there? And, of course, all the key people were there. And I'm talking about Nixon, I'm talking about Lyndon Johnson, I'm talking about J. Edgar Hoover, people from the CIA, people from the mafia, people from the oil men. This big group of people were there, and they simply planned the assassination. They went ahead and killed him the following day. And that's a wonderful video, interview. And actually, there's a filmed interview with her. We don't carry that, but we do have a two-hour taped interview with her. So if you really want to know what happened, I think those 2 4-tape sets and Bob Fletcher's video is an excellent place to start. Then our friend Craig Roberts wrote a book called The Missing Witnesses. There are over 100 people who had witnessed what happened that day, and they all just died mysteriously. Do you think that happened by accident?
No, not at all.
But of course, the History Channel is never going to tell you that.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to say or ask?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
God bless, and thanks very much. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Let's go to Jack calling from Michigan. Do you have a question at all, Jack?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stanton. And before I ask the question, I just wanted you to know that when I heard the interview with Kurt Haskell, you know, he's from Michigan, And there's an all-news format station in near Detroit. It's called WWJ. So I called down there because when this trial began, one of the journalists actually revealed what Kurt had said and his wife about this guy in a suit flashing a card, getting this underwear bomber on. Where was it, in Belgium, where this happened?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, okay. Thank you. And so I heard that, and they gave a few other particulars, and I thought, wow, this is great, you know, because it's one of these quick-form, fast-paced style broadcasts. So they gave some really good facts. And then when the actual trial began and then the sentencing thing, I was listening in again, and all of a sudden, nothing was said about the previous disclosure regarding the man in the suit flashing a card, and it must have been somebody. Oh, and they even said that somebody, Patrick Kennedy from the State Department, said that another government agency got him on board. They didn't specify which one. So I called back, and I said, hey, well, how come you're not reporting anything like you did originally? And the woman said, well, because it's a fast-paced format, and then she hung up. So then I called back, and I got a young guy, like a programming director. He said, look, he says, well, people think that we can engage in investigative journalism. He says, sometimes we do, but then we hear from the higher-ups to tell us to back off.
And that's exactly what it's about. I think you probably heard me tell the story, Jack, about my friend Jim Eason, who was actually on KGO in San Francisco for probably 25 years, and I got a chance to know Jim very well. And I got a lot of information to him, and on a number of occasions I was asked to come up and be the guest in the studio. Well, one day after we were doing the program, and Jim Eason said off camera, if I went on the radio and I said what I really believe, they would fire me tomorrow. He went back onto the air and said, if anybody ever told me what to say on this radio station, I would walk out of here tomorrow. And he looked over at me and grinned and winked. And that's what it's all about. Hey, thanks, Rich, for calling. We've got a full board. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Good call. Let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. And our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. What Jack was talking about was the fact that basically Kurt Haskell had been in Amsterdam when the underwear bomber was put onto the plane. He did not have a passport, and some well-dressed man who seemed to have a lot of pull actually got him onto the plane without a passport. How do you get on a plane for an international trip without a passport? Well, basically, of course, later, of course, the young man tried to blow up the plane with the underwear bomb. And then shortly after that, about 2 weeks after that, a man named Patrick Kennedy from the State Department was testifying before Congress, and he admitted in his testimony that, of course, the State Department knew the underwear bomber was a terrorist. And the State Department had, or one of their agencies, had put the underwear bomber onto the plane. Elsewhere, of course, it was brought out the bomb never could have gone off. Of course, the reason that they didn't want a bomb to go off, because if it went off, why, they'd never be able to then say, oh, look, it was an underwear bomb. We've got to have these CT scans in every airport in America. This was all used to manipulate the American people into going along with the CT scanners, which were already deployed, waiting for the underwear incident, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, Dee, go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
I have several comments.
All right, fine. You go right ahead.
Well, 8 days ago, I attended the first ever, and I...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
All the other candidates there support wars. All the other candidates there support torture. And suddenly all the other candidates support big government and ever more government spending. Ron Paul is the only one who stands, in my estimation, on Christian values. And yet, of course, he's been attacked by Christian leaders all across America. And we got a real problem. The God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. And please call again sometime real soon.
Okay. Okay.
Well, let's go to Bruce is calling from Spokane, Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295, and it's Open Line Wednesday, my favorite time of the week. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
I do have a comment.
Okay.
That gentleman is very close to us, Spokane. I had several people from our area go over there and help with their caucus, and they said it took 7 hours and they didn't even end until after midnight. And they said it was insane beyond belief, and no matter what they could do, they just could not get them to confirm the delegates for Ron Paul. They were just, it was ludicrous. Now I got another comment, just exactly the same, in Idaho, directly across there. They had scheduled Sheriff Richard Mack as a guest speaker. They have several Liberty candidates on the, they call it the Kootenai County, which is the Coeur d'Alene, which is a beautiful, beautiful area out there in northern Idaho. And they have 71 people called committee persons, the same as precinct committee officers in the state of Washington. And they stated that Sheriff Richard Mack should be a keynote speaker at their Lincoln Day dinner. And they had incredible resistance. They called an emergency meeting. They'd already spent $1,500 as a non-refundable deposit for it to come. They had an emergency meeting and then put a vote on it, and they voted 31-30 that he should not come. Now, what was interesting about that is they were fraudulent votes. They fraudulently they put out these applications. They're called a proxy form, which is basically an affidavit. And they brought him in there and used them to vote to throw him out. And that's with Sheriff Richard Mack, the guy that took the Brady Bill all the way to the Supreme Court. And they just overturned it. They discovered, of course, that they did the fraudulent vote, and now he's back on the menu. So it was just incredible. Now he's also booked in Spokane for their dinner, you know, just shortly afterward. And they tried the exact same thing here.
Well, we have to understand that the last thing that these wicked people want is free and open elections. The last thing they want is for the public to hear the truth. So I certainly applaud Richard Mack. He's a very courageous man. And basically, you've just got to expose their corruption and call us any time to let us know what's going on up there, okay?
Well, I know, understand you have a full line. His introduction will be by our sheriff in this county, who is very going to be very uncomfortable because we pressed that sheriff for his invitation of the Southern Poverty Law Center training camp in Spokane. And we pinned that sheriff down. He's not a constitutional sheriff, the one that we have. But he's also a very popular sheriff, a true politician to the core.
Well,
and
I'll tell you what,
now he's going to introduce a real sheriff.
Well, if he's not going to support the Constitution and the public, oh, then you ought to start to think about him next time he runs for election.
Well, we did. Yes. Okay, go ahead. Time to let somebody else on.
Okay, God bless, and thanks for everything you're doing up there. Okay,
fine,
let's go. The Bill from Tri-Cities, Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Bill from Tri-Cities. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question about the World Petroleum situation. I'm wondering about, I've been reading that basically we're down to what is known as either easy oil or tough oil, and the military is occupying the Middle East for the easy-to-access oil that's left over and to control it. And so I'm wondering about as far as the tough oil that's in the Arctic and that's in other parts of the world. Let's say that they did go into those areas. What then? Because the prices will continue to go up if they have to do that due to the operating costs, due to having bringing people in. They can't stay there. There's all kinds of chaotic weather conditions. So if they did drill in these tough areas, wouldn't that be only a short-term solution?
Well, let me tell you, most of what you're going to read about the oil situation is a lie. You hang on, and we'll discuss it when we get back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Because it's being manipulated. People make a lot of money when the price of oil goes up. Why? Well, because they want to make money, and basically this is going to wreck our economy, and those are the things that they want to do at the present time. We explained the shortage of oil by the fact that, of course, Iran, sometime in the future, may close the Straits of Hormuz. But they're not closed now. Oil can readily flow through there. But basically, of course, they have blocked development of oil all across the world, and certainly here in the United States. We have massive supplies of oil. We have more oil in the United States than they have over in Saudi Arabia, and we specifically have not developed them because they want the oil shortages to keep the price up. We've got at least 200-year oil supply here in the United States that's not developed. And if you'd like the documentation on that, go to the search engine on your computer and type in Radio Liberty oil shortage, something of that sort. We have three newsletters we wrote on that. Get Lindsay Williams' book, Energy Non-Crisis, or better still, we have a wonderful talk that Lindsay gave for us. It's called The Energy Non-Crisis. It's a DVD where he lays out the entire story. Get the information and help us to get the truth out. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Don D. calling from Santa Cruz about the next Freedom Forum. Hi, Don. Don D., you want to talk about the next Freedom Forum here in Santa Cruz?
Yes, I do. I think we have a very timely topic, one that many people will be interested in. It's on voter fraud. It's actually titled, Who Counts Our Vote? and we're featuring a documentary film called Stealing America, Vote by Vote. And then we're also having a special guest, Gail Pellerin. She is the Santa Cruz County Clerk, and she's going to be answering questions and speaking about our local system and what our responsibilities as voters are.
Oh, fine. I think it sounds like a very interesting program. Where is the program? What is the program? And how can people get there?
Okay. It's at Live Oak Grange. The address, if for people who don't know where that is 1900 17th Avenue in Santa Cruz. And the program begins at 7 o'clock next Wednesday, March 21st. And we started a new thing. We're going to have a social that starts at 6:30. So when people want to come early and just talk, meet people, share ideas, then we can start that at 6:30.
Well, I hope that the forum is going to have people down there in there with their counting the votes. And certainly you've got to get away from that electronic voting machine they have that counts the votes and counts the ballots, because I don't trust them. They can rig them. And I do know that there have been some very, very subversive people who have actually been working for the company that deals with the voting here in the county of Santa Cruz in the past. I don't know what the current status is, but I do know that they rig the elections all across the country. We have a wonderful DVD with D.V. Kidd, D.V. Kidd, who ran for Congress here in California, and they fixed the vote when she ran. So we offer that DVD on the vote rigging by D.V. Kidd, and I hope that you'll get people educated. And the important thing to do is have people down there and making sure the vote is honest, because believe me, there's a lot at stake, and the future of this country rests upon getting certainly honest voting. Thanks very much for calling, Dondi.
Thank you.
And let's go to Roman, who's calling us from Columbus, Ohio. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, there was a recent vote over in Russia. Putin, surprise, surprise, Putin won. And of course, there was a cry, the vote was rigged. Now, we know Putin has executed many of his opponents, and they've simply had them killed. They've staged all sorts of phony bombings and things like that over there. Why should we be surprised that Putin would rig the elections? The Russian people are aware of it. Why certainly don't we talk about rigging American elections? They killed political candidates. They killed Bobby Kennedy. And we're supposed to believe Saran killed him. Saran didn't kill him. I mean, there were 13 shots fired, and Saran's gun only had 8 shots. Saran was in front, and Bobby Kennedy was shot from behind. They killed Bobby Kennedy. We got a great 4-tape set on the execution of Bobby Kennedy, a presidential candidate. They'll kill a presidential candidate. Why should we be surprised if they'd rig a presidential election? Certainly, we know that Ross Perot, when he was running for the president, was threatened, and he and his family, remember Ross Perot dropped out? And everybody ridiculed him because he said there was an effort to kill him. I talked to the man who had the contract. His name was Chip Tatum. And you can hear that on our 4-tape set on Deadly Assassins. This is not imaginary. It's real. Well, let's go to a Roman who's calling us from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Roman. What would you like to talk about?
Yes, sir. Dr. Stan, I wanted to talk to you about a letter I got from John Husted. He's Ohio Secretary of State. And by the way, for people that don't know, Columbus is the capital city of the state of Ohio. Anyway, this looks like a form letter, and I don't know how he got my name, except that I usually fill out the forms of people like Larry Klayman or Gary Creep or some of the other people, Tom Fatton. And anyway, this guy sends me a letter here. It's about voter presidential candidates' qualifications. It's about 3 paragraphs long, and I'm going to try and really skip through this. But in the second paragraph, he says, I do not have the authority to review either the political party selection process or the qualifications of the joint candidates. A challenge to the qualifications of joint candidates selected and certified to this office by a political party would have to be filed in court. End of quotation. Okay, so the reason I'm calling you is this whole letter, basically, I don't agree. I think
is he talking about a presidential candidate? He's talking about President Obama then.
Yes, I appreciate you taking the time to express your concerns regarding the certification of presidential candidates' qualifications, unquote. Yeah, it's about that. So, anyway, these are my comments now, not his. I don't agree with him. I just believe this man is remiss in his duties as Secretary of State. But the reason I'm calling you is this is what we have all across the country. I don't know whether this guy's a Democrat or Republican or Independent or what secret societies he belongs to, like the Masons or the CFR or something. I don't know who this guy is. But it's just like, okay, you try and get something done. These people that are in that office, they're not going to do nothing anyway.
Well, Roman, you're absolutely right. Why isn't he going to do it? Maybe he is a conspirator. Maybe he's worried about his job. Maybe he's worried about his family. They kill families as well. But what we need to do is get enough people educated and concerned so that this city, when you have an honest man who's trying to do a good job, he won't have to live in fear. And so some of us are going to be killed before this is over. These people on the other side are ruthless, but they can't kill us all. And what they do is they just dismiss Mr. Breitbart, who is going to release the videos on President Obama. And the day before the videos were to be released, he just suddenly ups and dies. And I've talked to somebody who knew him or knew somebody very, very close to him, Breitbart's trainer. He was afraid for his life. He thought he was being followed the day before he died. Now, this is the story I get. It's only secondhand. I can't verify that, but I do have that story from somebody who was very close to Breitbart, that he was feared for his life. He thought he was being followed, and the following day he was dead. But basically, we need to get people thinking that we live in an evil society. There are evil people out there, and we're going to have to take a stand because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And I can understand your concern, Roman, and I think that this man obviously is a coward who does not want to take a stand.
Right, I agree. And I'm going to end it with, freedom is paid for with the blood of the patriots.
Freedom is never free.
Exactly. Okay, let somebody else get on the radio. This was said for all of your listening audience anyhow. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Roman. Appreciate so much your calling. Well, our telephone numbers again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we always enjoy hearing from you. So let's go to Joan, who's calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, Joan. How are you doing?
Dan, fine, thank you. I heard, but I didn't catch the man that spoke about Sheriff Mack. I contributed to him, but I was wondering if it's when he said it was so fast, we couldn't, and another person wanted to know also, that in whether it was in Coeur d'Alene that, and the people here or the sheriff here wouldn't allow him, or the vote, whatever they did.
Well, basically, the sheriff was going to introduce Sheriff Mack. The sheriff wasn't too happy about that, but he was sort of put between a rock and a hard place, and
right.
So he was going to. But it was someplace in Idaho, and whether that was in Coeur d'Alene or someplace close, maybe somebody could call in. But apparently, they brought a lot of phony people onto the committee. They simply created the ballots out of paper, and they simply held an election to whether or not they should cancel the invitation they'd given to Sheriff Mack and forfeit the $1,500 they put up. And they rigged the election, and Sheriff Mack was disinvited to come to speak. because there are people out there who don't want to hear his message
of
that. Constitutional law.
Right. Well, I thought it might be at the resort,
I really can't comment if somebody out there knows the details, Joan. But it's basically, of course, you're fortunate. There is a very large conservative movement up there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and certainly in Spokane and the areas that are covered by the American Christian Network up there.
Right.
And people are concerned, and a lot of them are getting educated. A lot of people have never even had a thought about what was going on before finding out. And so basically the other side is panicking. They're going to do everything they can to try to stop the people organizing. The most important thing, Joan, is that you think globally but act locally.
Locally.
And basically, of course, many of the conservative organizations tell you that what you want to do is run for Congress. There's nothing wrong with running for Congress. But you'll do a lot more good locally by getting onto your board of supervisors and getting onto your city council and using that as a vehicle for changing the local community. And if we're going to take America back, we're going to have to do it, as Pat Buchanan had said so well, person by person, block by block, precinct by precinct, county by county, state by state, if we ever hope to take back Washington, D.C. Pat Buchanan has a wonderful, wonderful way of phrasing things, and I certainly agree with that. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Could I just ask
you? Sure you can. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there. It's open line Wednesday. Give us a call, but you go right ahead, Joan.
I just wanted to ask if I thought he said that Sheriff Mack got a chance to speak in Spokane. Was I wrong on that?
No, I think maybe it was he will be speaking in Spokane, and that was the sheriff that they were not too happy with. I don't know anything about the sheriff over in Idaho.
Okay. Then he'll be speaking in Spokane.
Yes, but I think it's such a tragedy that they disinvited him. They wasted the money. But the people on the other side are not nice people. They don't believe in representative government.
No.
They believe in power, and they've infiltrated the Republican Party now. They've controlled the Democrat Party for a long time. It's time that conservatives started running as Democrats. There are a lot of good Democrats out there.
Yeah.
In fact, on a lot of the issues, the Democrats are right on. Most of them are against the war. The Republicans are supporting the war.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly a lot of the Democrats are against torture. And the Republicans are supporting torture. How could you do that if you're a moral individual? As Ron Paul said, you know, certainly it's illegal, it's immoral, and certainly it's not reliable. It's unreliable.
Right. Right. I wish I knew who the people in Coeur d'Alene were that did this.
I really don't either. Perhaps
I haven't got a clue.
Gentlemen could call back in again and get the information.
Yes, I'd love to know, because we have a contingency of Ron Paul people here and like to let them know.
All right. Well, basically, they've infiltrated every, I'm sure they've infiltrated the Ron Paul campaign, but we've got a lot more of us than there are. There are many people on the other side. But I will tell you, I've seen more enthusiasm in this campaign for Ron Paul than I've ever seen before. And I think this is a movement that is not going to stop. I think it's going to continue growing. And whatever happens in November, we are going to continue educating people with your help and the help of others. And especially when this whole economy collapses, or when they draw us into another unnecessary war. What if this war extends in one way or another the United States? We're not going to get through this war as we have with the others without seeing some of our cities destroyed as well. At that point, perhaps people begin to wake up. But then it's not up to you or I. Our job is to do our best. In the final analysis, this is God's battle.
Right. Thank you, Dr.
God bless you. Okay, that was Joan calling from Coeur d'Alene. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the central coast of California. But these indeed are exciting times with an election coming up here in just a few months. And I've said that there'll be the primary. And then, of course, the big question is, well, Ron Paul, if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, and they will rig the Republican convention show to make sure he doesn't, will he then run as an independent on a third party? And people say, well, but that would simply give the election to Obama. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at least I'd rather have Obama there, who we know is the enemy, than one of the Republicans, who is our enemy but poses as our friend. George W. Bush did far more harm to America than his counterpart John Kerry ever could have done, because the Republicans were all behind George W. Bush as he betrayed us. He was the biggest spender we have ever had. And there's no way, of course, you can increase spending and cut taxes without leading to disaster. And he gave us, about a $3 billion deficit. Certainly Obama's given us a bigger deficit, but built upon what George Bush had done. If you're out there, give us a call.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you want to advertise with us, otherwise, because your contributions are non-tax deductible. And that's the way it is, but we want to be able to tell you the truth, so we designed the Radio Liberty to be a non-tax deductible organization. Now, basically, of course, we want to remind you we've got some great new DVDs. We have Roslyn Peterson's Geoengineering, and this is the talk that Roslyn gave at the September conference last year. And she brought along a gentleman that spent 30 years working certainly with the military on weather engineering and modification. And the two of them put on a wonderful DVD, and we have it available now. by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's very obvious that they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the forest, and they're poisoning the crops, and they're poisoning the fish and aquatic animals, and they're poisoning us with the aluminum and the barium and the strontium that we're breathing in. All highly toxic substances. And we certainly, in fact, one of our callers, I think Tom from Ohio, had called recently and said he'd found this in the Bible in Deuteronomy, and there is a phrase there where it talks about how I will change your water into dust and powder, and it will rain down upon you, and it will bring destruction upon you. Was he talking about chemtrails? I don't know. But we do know, of course, that they are spraying aluminum and barium and strontium, and they're basically destroying our food and our water and our health. They know what they're doing. You want to get this DVD on geoengineering. And then, of course, we have another excellent DVD. We call it Dangerous Deception. It's an interview I did with Norman Dodd 30 years ago. And it's based upon research he'd done 25 years before. And you ask, well, why does anybody care about the ancient history? Well, basically, he will tell you that he had discovered when he was investigating the Great Tax Exempt Foundation, specifically the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, that they spent the year 1908 to 1909 trying to determine how to bring about world peace. And they decided the best way to bring about world peace was through war, and how they were going to create a series of wars, and this is exactly what's happened. He also told about how Rowan Gaither had told him personally how the purpose of the Great Tax Exempt Foundation, specifically the Ford Foundation, was to so change life in America that one day we could be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. A fascinating look into history. But more than that, we certainly have about an hour of my discourse as we bring you up to date exactly what's going on today and give you an overview of what I've learned in the last 50 years. The DVD is called The Dangerous Deception. We've recommended it to you, and it is now available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for The Dangerous Deception. And then, of course, we want, of course, to remind you that you can listen to our radio programs on the internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen there basically 24 hours a day to the archived or live programs. You can hear us on with simply a handheld telephone 24 hours a day. You can hear us on suddenly on shortwave. You can hear us on satellite. Help us get the information out. Your job is to get one other person to listen every week or two. Just keep talking about the program. We'll try to make them interesting, but more than that, we need to get others to listen, and hopefully this will have an impact on their lives. Hopefully it'll bring many of them into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Fitzgerald, who's running for Congress, and we'll let John tell you where he's running for Congress, why he's running for Congress. And if you have a question or comment for John, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Now, those of you who attended our conference last September may recognize or remember that John was there sitting over in the side, and we had him just get up and wave his hand, but several people have suggested we get John onto the program. So, John, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a privilege being on your show. Why don't you tell us
a little bit about yourself, where you're running, why you're running, what you hope to accomplish.
Well, once again, my name is John Fitzgerald, and you can find out more information from about me on John Fitzgerald or at johnfitzgeraldforcongress.com. And I'm a contractor, and I'm actually running for Congress in District 11, which encompasses, it's Antioch, just east to Antioch, and it goes out to Richmond and Danville. So it used to be District 7, and they actually gerrymandered it like they've done across the country. And I used to have Solano County. It no longer actually has Solano County. It's strictly Contra Costa County now. And I'm running against George Miller, who's been in office 38 years now, and I actually used to vote for Mr. Miller for years. And I actually awakened to what was really going on about 2 years ago, and I felt like it was about time people like us run. Once I found a lot of information about 9/11 and many other issues that I never knew about as far as the true story, I thought I've got to take them on and let the people know what's really going on. But I've been shut out for the most part by the media. And many people like me across the country that I've seen, you know, some information on the internet and or TV little snippets, the same thing happened to them also.
Hold that thought.
Yes.
Okay, so go right ahead.
Oh, okay, I was just saying that Mr. Miller, who's held office for 38 years, I believe is not actually representing his constituents like I can. I think I literally have my finger on the pulse. Being a contractor, I've actually seen my business go down about 50%, and I've lived through the actual hell of the housing market and everything else, and I feel like we're not being told the truth, and I feel like this country right now is on the precipice, and it doesn't matter the party. I'm running as a Democrat, but I'm truly an independent thinker, and I think the problem we have right now with the media and our politicians is they keep us actually at odds. They divide us by using this partisan issue. When it really isn't an issue to me, the fact is we're Americans first. And I want to try to wake up people, and I've woken many people by telling them, listen, if you don't want to believe what I have to say, at least take a look at the links and the information that I have, and then make up your own mind.
Well, I think, you know, basically, of course, what the Democrats have done is run their liberals on the Republican tickets, and so we've got an awful lot of socialists in the Republican Party. I think it's a good idea to have some conservatives running in the Democrat Party.
And I agree.
I certainly think it's a wonderful idea to get rid of Mr. Miller, and then, of course, you will have to worry about, of course, the November election. But if you get rid of Mr. Miller, this would be a great service as far as the public is concerned. And I don't know who the Republican is going to be up there, but I don't care really if it's whether he's Republican or Democrat. I want to know what he believes in as far as government. Does he believe the government can solve our problems? Or does he agree with those of us who really care about freedom that government is our problem? We have to restrict the power of government if we want to be free. We'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting. I grew up in a household of Democrats, and my entire life I've actually been registered as a Democrat, or I think the last 5 years declined to state for a couple of years. And I started figuring things out when I got some information on the events of 9/11. And I am just horrified by what I found out. And is there something playing in the background?
No, go right ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. And, you know, you look at the fact is when I go to these Democratic events, I get locked out for the most part, and I see that the people that are Democrats are actually supporting President Obama, and they were knocking George W. Bush, and they had a great reason to do so. I didn't like him either, and I didn't like the policies that he had. But if you look at what Obama's doing, he's actually doing the exact same thing that Bush did, and he's extending the wars and creating new wars. And if you actually present this to the populace of the Democratic parties I go to and these groups, they protect Obama. And I ask them, why would you protect someone who's actually, you know, passing a bill, the National Defense Authorization Act, even though he put a directive on it under the Patriot Act? You know, we can be rounded up, we can be accused of being a terrorist with no due process, no representation, and put away for life. And they don't want to speak to me. It's almost like they don't want to debate me on these things because they just want to protect them. And I think it's about time that we realize that the only person I see running for president right now that speaks to the issues, and it doesn't matter what partisan line, because he's not a partisan person, it's Ron Paul. And I highly admire Mr. Ron Paul for what he's saying. He's telling the truth. He wants to stop the wars. He wants to audit the Federal Reserve. And if you look at every economic downturn we've ever had, the Federal Reserve's been behind him. So I want people that actually represent us, and I want to do that for the people, my constituents in this district, and wake them up to what's really going on and realize it's not a partisan thing, it's an American thing. We're Americans first, and we better wake up, because this country, as I said earlier, is on the precipice. And if we don't wake up, I truly believe that we're going to have a police state in the very near future.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think it's so vitally important that we get the people to think. The trouble is, of course, that the media is tightly controlled. The average individual certainly has no idea there's even a real problem. He's waiting for the jobs to come back. He doesn't understand the jobs aren't coming back, and they're not coming back because the leaders of both political parties are dedicated to one world government, and they're shipping our jobs overseas to raise the living standards in India and in China and Malaysia, certainly, and in South America and in Africa, and to lower the standards of living here in the United States. And very few people understand, and we'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is John Fitzgerald. If you have any questions at all for John, who's running as a Democrat, although he sounds like very much like a conservative Republican used to sound, but the trouble is we've got so many liberals and socialists in the Republican Party. And for years they've run socialists for the Republican ticket, and many of the Republicans in Washington, D.C. are actually socialists. And so you have your socialist wing and you have a conservative wing in the Republican Party. What we need, I believe, is to get conservatives running for congressional seats in the Democrat Party. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. And John was just saying how much he admires, certainly, Ron Paul and his effort to get the Fed audited to limit the power of government and restore our constitutional sense of freedom. Well, I said to John, but how do you reach the people? And this is always the big problem. I know I ran for Congress several times. How do you get your message to the people? One reason I do talk radio is because now I can spend full time educating people and helping other people get elected. But how are you reaching the public?
Well, good point. We've been pretty much locked out by the media. And I ran, this is my second time running for Congress. And the last time, the fees for the candidate statement were about $2,000, and they actually upped the fees in our district four times, almost 3.5 to 4 times what the fee was last time, so close to $8,000. And I actually made it. I got some friends together and my own money, and we got the fee collected, and we're going to have the only other statement besides George Miller this time. And last time, I was told by many sources, Peter B. Collins, in fact, worked with me. He was wonderful. He came aboard and saw what I was running on and liked very much what I was talking about. And he had told me at that time that, you know, the candidate saving, you get about 8 to 15% more as a kick as far as the percentages. And as I said, we didn't do that. And we still got against George Miller, who was considered the most powerful, you know, Democrat in Congress. I got 16%, and that's without a candidate statement, running against the most powerful person. And this time, I expect I'll do far better with this open primary. So what we're doing, being that we're locked out by the media, is last time we hit the BART stations, and we actually went out and tried to talk to people wherever we could go, any speaking engagements I could get. And the funny thing is, this time around, people are actually hearing what I have to say. They're going to my website, and I'm getting some connection through the Tea Party. And at first, the Tea Party was laughing, saying, well, we can't get someone who's a Democrat. You know, it doesn't make any sense. And then they heard what I had to say on my website. They heard some of my speeches, and they had other people that actually saw me speak. And they said, hey, this guy is a very conservative Democrat. I think you need to have a, you know, have a look at this guy. And so I just spoke before the Solano County Tea Party about 2 months ago, and just recently I spoke before the Contra Costa Tea Party. And it resonated, because I don't focus on partisan issues. I focus on, I'm an American first, and I don't agree with any of the parties and what they're doing, and it resonates. So that's what we're doing. We're going to do. We've been shut out, as I said, with the media. I expected to have that happen. I got one article recently in the Contra Costa Times, which is the local newspaper, and the conversation was, I thought, a very good conversation. I told people after the conversation that I felt like they're probably going to smear me anyway. And sure enough, they did. They called me the dreamer. They called the Republican that's running, who I have a lot of respect for also. They called her a dreamer also. And he just focused on George Miller, and he's been there for so many years. And, you know, their chances of beating George Miller are pretty slim. And, you know, but it's always nice to have dreamers in this society, and it's always great to have dreams. So I want to prove them wrong, and I'm not going to give up. I mean, I believe in my message. I believe in this country. I don't believe that America is what it used to be by any means, and I believe we can get back what it used to be and what it represented to me as a child, and that was a strong nation and a nation that did good and did good for their people. If you look around right now, you see the economy, you see the housing crisis, you see so many jobs being outsourced, you hear of President Obama speaking about his State of the Union address. He actually spoke in the first segment of it. He talked about war. He ended his entire speech with war. And in the middle of it, he talked about outsourcing jobs. I actually believe in a smaller government. I believe in a lot of things that people are in shock when they hear that I'm running as a Democrat. They listen to me and go, why are you a Democrat? And I said, because I was a Democrat when I grew up in my family here with Democrats. And I talked to my dad over the years. My dad told me he actually voted for the person, not the party. But it just so happens I was a Democrat and declined to stay for a while. And I believe right now with the way the government's going, as far as what they've done, the open primary, the chances of getting a third party in there are quite slim. And I tell the truth, if I get in there, I'm going to switch to an independent. I'm not a Democrat anymore. In fact, if anything, I'm an independent for sure. I believe that this country is going down a road that we haven't traveled in, well, probably forever, actually. I look at the Constitution, how it's being completely just trampled. And this is under both parties once again. It happened under Bush, and it's happening under Obama. And I look at what we're doing right now in Africa and how they're talking about democratizing Africa, and they're talking about Kony, Joseph Kony, and how we have to do something to help the people there, that he's committing a genocide. And I realize, my God, it's baloney. If you look at all the facts out there, they have people writing from Australia and people that live in Africa who are saying that, you know, this is not even true, what's being presented. It's a lie. But they have a huge, you know, amount of oil there we found. They have other materials there. And we want to get to the resources like it seems like we always do. We're imperialistic right now. And I want to do something to change that. And Ron Paul is a start with that, but it's going to take a lot more than Ron Paul. It's going to take people that are like-minded in all parties running as Americans first, as I said, to help him and assist him in doing what he needs to do to better this country.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for John. But John, let me tell you, having run for Congress twice before, the one thing I regret is that I did not simply spend more time simply walking precincts or getting other people to walk precincts who could express my views and simply go from door to door to door and introduce myself and introduce my ideas. I think that was a terrible, terrible mistake on my time, on my part, because that's, of course, Leon Panetta that's did when he was running, and he eventually got in and was there undermining our country for the better part of 20 years. And today, as you know, Leon is the Secretary of Defense, the most radical city congressman in Congress when he was there, with a 95% ADA rating and 95% ACLU rating. And yet, with the help of the local newspaper, which lied to the public, they portrayed him as a moderate or even a conservative Democrat, which he never was. But basically, you know, the only way to, when the media is against you, is to get out there and you go door to door, and you've got other people going door to door, and you have some sort of a little pamphlet that you give them. But the most important thing is to shake hands with them. And certainly, I remember one of the things when Leon Panetta came to our mother's door, and she really wasn't interested in talking to him, so he asked for a glass of water, and of course she couldn't turn him down, and while she got the water for him, and he gulped it down, he had the chance to tell her what a great guy he was and how conservative he was. It was all a lie, but you've got to get there and meet people, and walking precincts in an organized manner is one of the most important things you can do. And if you get other people to walk the precincts with you, it will really help out.
Well, I agree with that. You know, the sad thing is, Dr. Stan, is the district was about 160,000 people last time, and now it's doubled to 350,000. And if you look at it, the area is so spread out, and we don't have, we have probably, last time we had about three or four people that helped us. And I got into it very late, by the way. I only, I ran on $4,200 last time. And I ran for literally about 3.5 months. This is no joke. And we hit, as I said earlier, we hit the BART stations, and it worked quite well. Being that we don't have a lot of people that, we have 20 to 30 people right now that have volunteered, which is exceptional considering what I had last time. And we're going to get going on this very quick. We have the brochures, but to hit the doorsteps, and you're right, it's so important to shake hands and meet people. We're going to try to do that in some of the areas that we can actually access. But some of these areas, like Blackhawks, a very affluent area, and Alamo, those houses are so spread out. And those are the people that don't know Mr. Miller as well as the other district. The other district didn't encompass those areas the last term, the last time I ran. So we're going to try to reach out through the Tea Party and the BART stations, because many of these areas do have BART still. And or other areas do have BART that we didn't have last time. And I'm trying to get speaking engagements through some organizations I didn't have access to last time. But you're right. I wish I could go to the doors with a whole bunch of volunteers, but we don't have that kind of money. We don't have that kind of ability. We're doing a grassroots effort the best we can. But last time, as I said, I didn't have a candidate today, but at least this one is guaranteed. We're going out to 350,000 homes. So those people that can vote for us have a chance to see at least what I'm running on when they read it. I think it's really going to hit them hard and realize that this guy's talking about issues that really matter to us in our community. So that's what we're trying to do. I'm quite limited on finances, and I'm running against a man who's been in office for 38 years, as you know, and his dad, actually, with the same name, George Miller, ran 20 years before him as a senator. And a lot of people, including my parents, told me years ago when they voted for George Miller, they didn't know that it was George Jr. they're voting for. He has name recognition, and he has tons of money in the coffers. He has about $1 million right now, and at the, you know, literally at the shake of a hand, he could probably get another $30,000. So I'm going against the machine. It's the David and Goliath, but I really believe that I have a chance of getting in there eventually. Just keeping on message and educating myself and being educated by others who are actually savvy people that have been in the system before. People like you. Listening to people like you and Alex Jones and other people. I'm going to keep on going. I'm not going to give up on this.
Hold the thought. I telephone number 1-888-24-Liberty-464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Seeing these wars all throughout the world, they're really never being fought for what the reasons we're told. They're nation building. He gives the example of Haiti. We're involved in Haiti, not because we're concerned about the people, because their natural resources, the oil resources. And he thinks that the issue, certainly of the danger of Iran, is all made up. And I think he's absolutely right. I was very, very pleased with his response. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, John, we have real problems in America. Right now, of course, America is spending 46 cents or 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is borrowed money. How long can you continue living on borrowed money? How long can you keep trying to spend your way into prosperity spending other people's money? Where is this going to end up when this whole financial house of cards comes tumbling down? And what's going to happen to the federal government programs like Medicare and Social Security and welfare, the federal welfare programs that we have? How can we possibly maintain that when we certainly don't have an adequate tax base to maintain it? And if we raise taxes, will destroy the remnant of our economy. So what should be done? How could you possibly approach this at the present time? In many ways, it seems like an insoluble problem. What are your suggestions?
Well, first off, we talked about it. Stop the wars. My gosh, bring the money home. You know, all we're doing is we're going out there and we're spending trillions and trillions of dollars. And people talk about, you know, the Defense Department, how much money we're spending. What about, you know, the military, the expenses we have for the military? That's a separate issue. we're spending all these millions and millions, if not billions and billions of dollars on building embassies. We're building, we're building schools and all this infrastructure, supposedly, in all these other countries, and then they get bombed. And we're not building and helping our own infrastructure. We're not helping our own educational system. And if you stop these wars, you can bring this money home. And all it seems like these politicians want to do, especially the Democrats, is tax the Americans. We get taxed all the time. Everything we do is taxes. And it's about time we realize that the taxes we're paying, which I find to be illegal anyway, if you look at the 16th Amendment in 1913, what really went on with that, it's supposed to be corporations. We're taxing American people. And the taxes we're paying aren't going towards the infrastructure. They're not going towards better educational system. They're going overseas. I think it's 5 cents on the dollar I've seen, and many things I've read on the Internet and all this other research I've done shows you that 5 cents on every dollar that we're taxed stays in America. 95 cents or 95% of it goes overseas. So, I mean, there's a shadow government. There's a government outside the government that we know of, and a lot of people are waking up to this. These people, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and many other families are in control of the entire monetary system here and abroad, and they're stealing our money. And that's why I love what Ron Paul says about auditing the Federal Reserve. Who are the shareholders of the Federal Reserve? They're privately owned bankers. It's privately owned. They're the bankers. And people need to wake up to really to the reality of what's going on here. And we got to stop talking about these wedge issues. The wedge issues aren't the important thing while our country falls by the wayside and goes under. We got to start talking about where our money's really going. Stop these wars. Start realizing that we can do something. Collectively, if we wake up as citizens of America, we can actually get these people out of Congress who are actually spending us down, you know, down a rabbit hole that's never going to end. It's just a black hole. And get people in, as a president like Ron Paul, who are going to do something to change this and better this country. And until we do that, until we wake up, nothing's going to be done. We're literally going to go down a path, and there's no returning with derivatives. Look at the derivative market. People talk about we're $14 trillion in debt. We're really trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. And it's derivatives. And how are we going to pay that back? And why do we keep on getting commerce from China? You know, China is producing all these things. We buy 95% of their goods. We outsource all our jobs. How are we to come back as a country and be strong unless we manufacture something here at home? We've got to stop what we're doing, and we've got to wake up first and realize that the people that are in office right now are not looking out for our best interests. And it starts with people like me, people like you, to wake people up and get people like us in office to change that. But until we do that, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
I certainly agree with you, and I certainly agree we have to stop all these foreign wars. The war over there, certainly in Afghanistan and Iraq, has cost us about $1 trillion, but we have cost us another $1 trillion, $2 trillion, to take care of the veterans who've been crippled because of this and their disability, and to replace all the equipment we've destroyed. We need to take America back. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. Oh.
Dan, I guess, is John Fitzgerald, and John certainly is running as a Democrat primary against George Miller, who's an old villain. I remember his dad before him 50 years ago was a state senator, George Miller, and now young George has been there for about 30 years. But let's go, go into some of the issues, and John is giving excellent replies. He realizes we've got to get out of the wars. We've got to keep the money here at home. Well, I'm going to ask you some difficult questions.
Sure.
Hopefully that you'll think these things through so that when people come up, you can give the sort of answers that Ron Paul gives. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Very often they will ask Ron Paul a difficult or impossible question. And he will reply with a difficult or impossible answer that they don't understand what he's saying. And they're all afraid to pin him down. So basically, I'm going to ask you the same issue. Look, something, John, we've got Medicare. Medicare is costing $700 to $750 billion a year. And basically, that is, of course, with about, 50 million people on Medicare. Well, there's another 79 million people who are retiring on this over the next 20 years. How are we going to basically handle Medicare? Certainly, we can't let people die without medical care. How are we going to handle Medicare when economically and financially there's no way to fund it?
Well, you know, you're a doctor and you have a far better answer than I'll ever have. You've worked as
let me tell you what Ron Paul says.
Oh, I've listened to it. I like what he has to say, to be quite honest with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, basically what he says is what we'll do is we'll give block grants to the states. Mm-hmm. And basically what he really is saying, we're going to return to the states the responsibility for looking after the health care, and what we're going to have to do down the line is we're going to have to certainly for people who can afford to buy private insurance, give them some sort of a voucher, and the rest of the people, we're going to provide vouchers to the state so that nobody will die from lack of medical care.
Yes.
But we're going to have to return the responsibility to the states. Now, this is the way it was when I went into practice in 1960, when I started my medical training in 1953. Nobody in America ever died from lack of medical care, and nobody ever talked about the necessity for federal death panels, as certainly Barack Obama has put in, and he didn't put it into the Obama medical bill. He put it certainly into the original stimulus bill, the finance bill that they had before the Obama health care bill came about. That's where the death panels are, and they simply just say, when you get to a certain age, and it's going to be an expensive procedure, and the government's short on money, they're not going to be able to have the funds to do it, and they're going to have to make those difficult decisions, because the doctor doesn't want to have to, the local administrator doesn't want to have to, and the individual isn't going to make it, because it's not going to cost him anything. Well, I think that people, when you take the individual equation out of it, why, of course, if somebody else is going to pay the bill, why, money is of no concern. Well, I do believe that money's going to have to be a concern, but shift that to the states. Give block grants to the states. Allow the people, certainly, who can afford to purchase private health care, give them a voucher to help them. Because I will tell you, right now, of course, if I went out to buy my health care, it costs $15,000, maybe, just for myself, and a similar amount for my wife. But so the reason we have the high cost of health care is because the federal government got involved, and they've driven the price of health care by all their bureaucracy and their mandates and their rules and regulations. And what used to be is a $50 a day hospital room now costs you certainly $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a day. Thanks to government interference in the private health care business, get government out of health care, let doctors take care of patients, and it's so that nobody dies from lack of health care, give block grants to the states. Nobody understands what that's all about, but it's sure a great answer, and that's what Ron Paul uses, and nobody has ever challenged it.
You know, it's interesting along those lines. Ron Paul talks about 1988, how 38 million people didn't have health care in 1988. And he talks about when he was a physician, as you were talking about, you have other agencies like the churches and other agencies that want to help the people, and you work out a deal amongst each other. And he talks about what an absolute debacle it's been back to 1988 to this point, and how many people have far less quality health care than they did prior to 1988. It's just gotten worse and worse and worse since the government supposedly has been helping us out. They haven't been helping us out at all. You have too many corporations and insurance companies that are taking the money, too many administrative fees. The money's not going towards the patient. It's going towards the bureaucracy. So I'm totally in line with you. But being that you and he are physicians, you understand it far more than a person like me who listens to you and says, that makes total sense. But I have a lot of other friends over the years I've been acquainted with who are clients of mine that are doctors, and they say the same thing you're saying, that he says. So you're right. That's what we need to do.
Well, the thing to stress is that before government got involved in health care, the federal government, nobody ever died from lack of health care. There was no talk about death panels. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, certainly anybody challenges you, say, well, then, of course, the only way to handle this was the federal government's involved is with death panels. Let's return it to the states. Nobody ever talked about death panels when the states were in charge. Do you want death panels? Why do you want death panels? Put them on the defensive. That is the key to any debate. Put the other guy on the defensive. In fact, I'm the only person who ever debated Gloria Allred and left her defenseless and left her speechless. And it was one of the most pleasing times of my life to see that despicable woman, Gloria Allred, who's always on the wrong side of every issue, sitting across the table from me, with her mouth opening and not knowing what to say. Remember the two things to when you're in a debate. And the first one is certainly never get put on the defensive. Put the other person on the defensive. That's the most important thing you can do. Yeah, well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for John, but these are the questions basically right now. Why are we taking about $2,200,000,000,000 a year? Of that, over $700 billion goes for the military. About $700 billion goes for the Medicare, and about $600 to $700 billion for Social Security. And that's all the money we take in. We've got to cut back on the rest of the bureaucracy. And certainly, how do you feel about the Department of Education?
Well, it's a disaster. And if you, If you look, Mr. Miller was actually one of the chief signatories of No Child Left Behind. And the funny thing is, now he's actually trying to reinvent the wheel. He's going with the charter school thing here in my area. And I have to just laugh. We've taken critical thinking out of the educational system. The public school system basically is just revisionist history. My children are in there. I have a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old. He just turned 7. And an 8-year-old, and my son grew up in the public school system. And my son, who's 22, is, my gosh, Dr. Stan, he has awakened. It's amazing what he knows now. And he's like, Dad, everything we were taught was really a lie, and they weren't telling us the truth. And I said, no, I know, Brian. And I said, you know, Howard Zinn, you had a book that a really nice teacher of yours gave you about the true history of America, people's perspective. And the educational system, he admitted in the book, and he was a professor for, what, 50 years? Has been a disaster, and it's been a lie. And I look at what's going on in the educational system under Miller and the Democrats, and for the most part, all of them, the Republicans also. And look where our children are right now. They don't even teach critical thinking. They basically, it's repetition. It's remembering everything. It's not the education that I had when I was a child. So we have a major problem with education right now. And you look at all the money that's going towards education. A lot of people say, well, it's because the money's not, we're not putting as much money as we did in the 60s and 70s. Well, contrary to that, I can show many people much information, and I can actually send them the links and everything else, proving that we're spending much more money now than we were in the 70s, the 60s, 70s, and 80s and 90s. But it's going towards administrative fees, bureaucratic nonsense, and going towards superintendents for $250,000, $220,000 a year, building schools that you don't need to build that are worth, you know, millions of dollars, instead of putting it towards the, you know, teaching a good curriculum. So we're wasting money. It's a total waste. And Dr. Stan, this is what's so funny to me. I grew up believing a lot of this stuff, you know, the socialism aspects of everything and trying to help everybody. And I realized in the last few years, my gosh, I was awakened. I'm absolutely awakened, and I'm horrified by what I'm finding out. And I'm being educated every day, listening to your show and other people's shows and researching on the internet. We've been lied to about so much, and people say, oh, don't say you're lied to. You can't say that when you're running for Congress. Just say that you misinterpreted. No, we've been lied to. The fact is, the educational system right now, I think we're ranked 48th or 49th in the United States, California right now. I think that's what it is. And I see it happening with friends of mine's children. I see the teachers I talk to. They're telling me the same thing. They're not allowed to teach. They're told to teach this curriculum, which is memorization, and they're really not doing a service to the kids. It's broken. And we're spending way too much money on a system that's broken. Let's reinvent the wheel in a right way and actually start putting money where it belongs to the kids.
Well, because one of the biggest things, John, is that this is not constitutional. There is nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to be involved in education at all. We ought to save all of that money.
Yeah.
We've got to get back to the Constitution. That's why there is no justification for a Department of Education.
Yeah, I agree with you.
For a Department of Housing and Internal Development, for a Department of Commerce, for a Department of Energy, for a Department of Transportation. We should do away with all of these federal agencies and return the responsibility to the states. And certainly most of what the FDA does is to release harmful drugs that are damaging the health of the American people. And they make a big issue out of, oh, my goodness, you know, there's something that they use in the coloring for Coke and Pepsi that's toxic. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been allowing aspartame in Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi for years. And they know it was developed initially as a biological warfare agent. It's in 5,000 to 6,000 different substances that are being used by our people. They're poisoning our children with this. And the FDA is certainly up for sale. And that's the tragedy. That's why you can never centralize power, because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone.
Well, you're right. If you look at my website and you see my platform, everything I speak to is states' rights. So we're right in line on that. And the FDA and the USDA and the EPA, you look what they're doing, and it's just, it's unbelievable. You look at Monsanto and what Monsanto is doing around the world, in America and around the world. And you look at geoengineering and, you know, aluminum that's found in much of the soil, and especially in Shasta right now, the soil, the snow melt, and the water tests. And our government stopped testing for aluminum about 2002 when they found out there was a lot of spikes with aluminum. And who comes aboard with aluminum-resistant seed? Monsanto, who gets subsidies for the most part, not the people that really deserve anything as far as the farmers. No, it's Monsanto, the large corporations, agricultural institutions that are huge, that are getting all these proceeds. And they're killing us, literally, with toxins in our food. And it's horrible. And you look at the cancer research, and you're a doctor, and you know this more than anybody. You look what's going on with cancer. You look, Dr. Brzezinski, there's a great film on this in the last 2 years about how his certain forms of cancer can be cured, 27 to 50% of them. And the FDA basically admits that his procedures are far better, but they take him to court 4 times, I think it is. They indict him, and they don't find him guilty of anything.
Well, let's go to John calling from Central New York. These are issues you need to take up. We need, of course, to get the federal government out of our lives.
Yes.
And the Constitution specifically states, and or at least the Federalist Papers, the 45th state, that the power of the central government is to be limited, defined. The power of the local government is to be unlimited and ill-defined. And issues dealing with health and education and welfare are state issues. John from Central New York, how are you doing? Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment.
Okay.
Number one, the I don't know if you're aware of the KFIR-1 is confined annual financial reports showing that we have $113 trillion in the good in the United States. There really is no depression. Quoting the
how many of those reports have you gone over, John?
Pardon me?
How many of those reports have you actually reviewed? Separate books. Have you actually looked at them?
I've seen different things like, an example, U.S. Title 50, Article 38, Section 1520's law to use chemtrails and HAARP to control the weather, which, you know, creates devastation.
John, you're talking about this whole idea that the states have all this money that they're simply salting away in separate accounts. And of course, this is the alternative set of books. I've looked at that, and this is a scam to take our attention off the really important issues. I suggest you go down to your local courthouse and ask for the documents and read them through, and you'll find out that this money that they're talking about is the money that for the pension funds, it is for the highway funds, it is for the contemporary funds that they have. And that information, I've checked it out personally. Go down to the courthouse, get it, and then give me a call back. Hey, thanks very much for calling. And right now, let's go to Jack who's calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a statement? Jack, I have a question for us.
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Actually, too, whether he had ever heard of a John Taylor Gatto out of, I think it's New York City. This is a fellow who came out of the public education arena and formed his own school, and he would take problem kids, dropouts, etc.
Okay, Jack, I have a question, because I know Gatto. In fact, he sent a lot of people to me to get Professor Quigley's book. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. What would he say about what John Kennedy had planned to do, terminate the Central Insurrection Agency, I call it, because of all of their skullduggery? I would love to, and get rid of the UN as well.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Okay, thanks very much. Appreciate that. Let's go to Ron calling from Eastern Washington. Ron, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, a lot of the social pathology is being pushed on us. Came from decrees by the federal judiciary, the Supreme Court, striking down all laws against abortion, striking down all sodomy laws, etc. In fact, in some cases, trying to ban prayer in school, even for kids.
Hold that thought. They have done that a long time ago. Hold that. Okay, Ron, what is your point that you'd like to make?
Well, I think it's time that we got a republic back. We have an oligarch.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of...
Port Congressman, will take a stance. Do you have anything to say, Ron, before we let you go?
Yes, sir. Many happy returns, Congressman.
God bless. Thanks so very much. And, John, I would echo that. Good luck. And give us
a call.
We'd like to get you on again sometime. Okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, of course, that was John Fitzgerald running here in California. You go up to his website if you'd like to help him. He obviously needs help. All the people, the good people running for Congress need help, and we'll hope you'll help as many as you can. We also want to put in a request if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty. We'd appreciate it. I do what I do because I think that the most important thing is to educate the American people, number one, about the Constitution, about the fact that we have a system of government that is the finest in the world. The only trouble is the subversive, treasonous group has taken over our government. These people are subversives. They work through a series of secret societies that are bound together by secret oaths, and they're intent upon using the financial and political power and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. And so we would request, of course, that you certainly give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We hope that you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you behind the scenes into the secret societies and the secret knowledge. We have a four CD set of my interviews with Jonathan Gray on The Secret Knowledge. We have four CD sets on the supernatural. We have a CD, buy me a DVD on the dark secret, another one on the forbidden secret. Everything is done in secret. We have actually four CD sets on the Bohemian Grove, on the Skull and Bones Secret Society. We have DVDs on the murder of Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King. We have an excellent four CD set called Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview assassins. These and so many things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But the place to start, if you're just beginning, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and look at the items we have. We hope that you'll go there and start listening to our program on the Internet. If you don't have us on your local radio station regularly, you can listen to our radio programs on the Internet 24 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll sure learn a lot. You can hear us 24 hours a day. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, just go to the top of my homepage. You'll see the number to call. You can hear us 3 hours a day on shortwave. You can hear us 9 hours a day if you have a KU band satellite. Get other people to listen. Begin to understand that your mind has been altered. I know I was 32 years old, graduate of the University of California, had a medical degree. I had a Phi Beta Kappa key. I belonged to all scientific societies or all sorts of them. I thought I was pretty smart. I'd been brainwashed in college and rewarded for being a nincompoop, and it took me a long time to unlearn what I'd learned, and we hope we can teach you the same things. That's why I do what I do. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We ask you to pray for America, for our leaders, for our ministers, for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Ron Paul, but please, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being one of those who stands and then stands and does your part, whatever it is, in your local area to make this place a better world.